Have you ever had a water cannon salute on arrival? Maybe after your first solo, your buddies hosed you down on the ramp. Now imagine that, but instead of a garden hose, it's a formation of military jet trainers painting the sky around your airplane. I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. Riyadh Air just took delivery of their first Boeing 789 Dreamliners, and the welcome home was something else entirely. The Saudi Hawks, that's the Royal Saudi Air Force Aerobatic Display Team, flew escort alongside those brand new white buddies as they arrived in Saudi Arabian airspace for the first time. There's video circulating, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's worth a look. A formation of Hawks tucked in alongside a 787 in fresh livery. That's not something you see every day. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about what's actually happening here, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Riyadh Air is a startup airline. Now, I know what you're thinking. Startup airlines come and go, but this one is different in scale and backing. It's a state-backed carrier, part of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 economic diversification plan. The idea is to turn Riyadh into a global aviation hub, a transfer point between Europe, Asia, and Africa. And they're not tiptoeing in, they went straight to the 789 Dreamliner, Boeing's long-range, fuel-efficient widebody. That's not a regional play, that's a statement of intent. The 789 is an interesting choice for a launch fleet, and a smart one. It carries somewhere around 250 to 300 passengers depending on configuration. It has the range to connect Riyadh to virtually any major city on the planet nonstop. We're talking about 7,700 nautical miles, and the operating economics are strong. Composite fuselage fuel burn roughly 20% lower than the aircraft it was designed to replace. For a carrier that needs to build routes from scratch, you want an airplane that can open a long-haul destination without needing to fill 400 seats right away. The 789 lets you do that. Now, the Saudi Hawks escort is a nice bit of pageantry, but it also tells you something about how seriously the kingdom is taking this venture. The Hawks fly the British Aerospace Hawk Trainer, a proven airframe that display teams around the world have used for decades. The Royal Air Force Red Arrows fly the same type. Having your military display team escort a commercial airplane on its delivery flight is a national-level welcome. This isn't just an airline buying jets. This is a country investing its identity into an aviation brand. Here's what you need to know if you fly for a living or if you're watching the industry. Riyadh Air has orders and commitments for roughly 72 787 Dreamliners. That's a massive order book for a carrier that hasn't even started revenue service yet. They've announced plans to begin commercial flights, and when they do, they'll be competing directly with Emirates, Qatar Airways, and Etihad for connecting traffic through the Gulf region. Three of the most well-funded, well-regarded airlines on the planet, and Riyadh Air is walking into that arena on purpose. For Boeing, this is significant too. The 787 program has had a rough few years. Production slowdowns, quality control issues, delivery pauses. A high-profile customer like Riyadh Air taking delivery and making a spectacle of it is exactly the kind of momentum Boeing needs right now. Every Dreamliner that rolls off the line in Everett or Charleston and gets delivered on schedule is a signal to the market that the production issues are being worked through. For those of us on the general aviation side, you might wonder why this matters. Fair question. Here's the connection. The growth of Gulf aviation hubs has a ripple effect on airspace, on traffic flow, and on pilot demand globally. When a new carrier stands up with 70-plus widebodies, they need flight crews, thousands of them. That demand pulls from the same pilot pool that regional carriers and corporate operators are fishing in. Every major airline expansion anywhere in the world tightens the pilot supply a little more. If you're a young pilot building time, that's good news. If you're running a flight department trying to retain talent, it's another pressure point. There's also the infrastructure angle. Saudi Arabia is building a massive new airport in Riyadh, King Salman International, designed to handle over 100 million passengers a year when fully built out. That kind of airport construction project means new approaches, new procedures, new airspace design in a part of the world that's already among the busiest air corridors connecting three continents. If you fly internationally or ever plan to, the Middle Eastern airspace picture is going to keep evolving. The delivery ceremony itself, jets in formation alongside a commercial airplane, it's a moment. Aviation has always had a flair for the dramatic when it wants to. Aircraft carriers launching their first jets. The Concorde's final flight with a chase plane alongside. There's something about seeing different types of aircraft flying together that reminds you this whole enterprise, from a Hawk Trainer to a Dreamliner, shares the same sky and the same physics. Whether Riyadh Air succeeds in breaking into that elite tier of Gulf carriers remains to be seen. They've got the funding, they've got the hardware, and they clearly have the national will behind them. The execution is the hard part. Building an airline is one of the most complex operational challenges in business. But they've started, and they started with a formation flight that nobody's going to forget, sources. Today, from Aerotime and Boeing's delivery records. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Blue skies.